Many companies are delaying plans to bring workers back to the office because of continuing concerns over the spread of the coronavirus. One big concern is the recently discovered Omicron version or variant of COVID-19. Health officials are still studying the Omicron variant, but there have been early signs that it may be less dangerous than the Delta variant. Delta is still responsible for most coronavirus cases, especially in the United States, and continues to cause hospitalizations. But a number of unknowns surrounding Omicron has led companies of all sizes to rethink plans to reopen their offices. Technology company Google and the nation's second-largest automaker, Ford Motor Company, are among those that have once again delayed their return-to-office plans. Other businesses that already brought workers back are considering adding extra safety measures like requiring masks. Officials in Britain, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden also have recently asked employees to work from home if they can because of concerns about Omicron. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, and ride-sharing company Lyft recently announced they were letting workers delay their return when offices fully reopen early next year. Meta still plans to open its headquarters at the end of January, but will permit workers to delay their return to as late as June. Lyft says it will not require workers to come back to its offices through all of next year. The moves come after many big companies decided to postpone requirements for workers to return to offices in the autumn. Those decisions were largely linked to the spread of the Delta variant. Jeff Levin-Schertz is with the international advisory company Willis Tower Watson. He told the Associated Press that 18 months ago, most people thought the work-from-home policies would only be in place for a short time. But the pandemic has thrown us many curves, and employers need to continue to be nimble. Willis Tower Watson carried out research involving 543 companies that employ 5.2 million workers. The research showed that on average, 34% of employees permitted to work from home remain remote. The results found that the number would drop to 27% by the first quarter of 2022. However, the research was completed before news of Omicron came out. Lawrence Gostin is a public health expert at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. He told the AP, he does not think there is enough scientific information on Omicron to support company decisions to delay their return to office plans. He said there is likely to be a continuing series of new variants as well as rises and falls in COVID-19 cases going forward. We shouldn't disrupt normal business activity at every possible trigger, Gostin said. He noted that a combination of protective measures, such as face coverings, vaccinations, and ventilation methods, are highly effective at preventing virus spread in the workplace. Still, the rise of new variants seems to be having a psychological effect on some business owners. Omicron has made me realize work life will never return to the way it was pre-COVID, said Gisela Gerard. She is president of Creative Civilization, an advertising agency. The company's 12 employees have been working remotely since March 2020. It made me realize how working from home is likely to keep employees, their families, and also our clients safe, Gerard said. Her company had planned to bring workers back to the office part-time in the autumn. But the Delta variant delayed those plans until early next year. Now, Omicron has her reconsidering not only those plans, but also whether to bring the employees back at all. I'm Brian Lynn.